He sent them out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be clever as snakes and simple as doves. How many times have we tried to do something the same way, wanting to get different results? Sit down and think that we are not going to get different results by doing things as we always do? It's foolishness. It's wasting time. We always try to do something and it doesn't work. Have you ever wondered why? Maybe it doesn't have to do with something spiritually. Maybe it doesn't have to do because of somebody else's fault. Maybe the problem lies in not renewing your mind to change the strategy. If you have already tried over and over in the same way, why not pray to God to help you change the strategy? Jesus, when he speaks to his disciples and delegates authority to them and tells them, go and preach the gospel, when he gives you that authority and gives you that order, do the work. Jesus tells you, you're going to meet oppositions. Imagine if you have rejected me. Who am I, Jesus? Now the more you are not going to reject me, who are my followers? Then I sent you out to carry out my work. He sent you like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be careful. We might think that this comparison of Jesus is very exaggerating, but really, he was expressing that in this world, the one that is not part of the world is going to be rejected, and most likely, it's going to be devoured, and more when your convictions or principles are in the Word of God. And it goes against everything that the world has called good. We must remember that the Bible teaches us that today the world, to the good, he calls it bad. And he calls it bad. By observing the behavior of people, we realize that today, although science has advanced, although we could say that we are in an evolution, really more and more, the way of thinking is going backwards. Each one, forgive my expression, as for whatever you want, we don't like to be subject and we don't like to be taught. Today, a generation rises up believing or living life in a relative way. A relativism is ruling hearts. And when we talk about relativism, we speak of something relative. We speak of something that has neither truth nor lie. We speak of something that is and is not. In a few words, we speak of something that does not exist. For example, I could ask you where you live, and if you are at a certain point, you answer me, I live relatively close to this place. The word close is accompanied by the relative word. That means that for you, it may be close, but for another person that he does not like to walk can be far away. It's something relative. It's a truth that is believed depending on the person. That is why they say that each head is a world. That is to stay in a few words, to be relative, is to live according to what I believe is the correct and convenient thing. How we measure the principles, how we measure what is really good, how we measure what is really bad, if we don't start from the base, if we don't start from a principle that has remained forever the truth, that is God. And in his words, then walking in this world with principles will do something complicated. Live life in a correct way. It will do something complicated because today they teach you to break the rules. Today they teach you that the one who prevails is the strongest. That is the law of the strongest. And that if you want to be successful, you should try to monopolize everything. No matter who rises up over whoever you have to go through, that is the world today. And that's what it teaches. They call bad things good, and they call good things bad. And when society tells something that is good or bad, or when society calls it something that is good, but God said that is not the correct thing, how are we going to face and assert our principles? When we raise our voice, the first thing that 100 will try to silence it. That's why many make the coward decision. What others say that will be, but you know something. If you are living this today, welcome to the club. But understand something. The apostle said something. It's better to please God than man. Now Jesus said, they are going to find that opposition. But he didn't send us to the slaughterhouse either, so that when we would open our mouths soon, they will finish us off. He told them, I am going to send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. But I am going to give you two important points. I am going to give you the key so that you can survive and so that you cannot be influenced. Learn how to be in the midst of wolves. In other words, be clever like the snake. Be meek like pigeons. Be humble. Be simple in such a way that they can enter, and be so clever that they can see you and as you belong to them. But when you are inside, it begins to show that you really have a different life, and that they begin to observe you, and they can see that your life is better than the one that they have led. You know why? Because Christ governs in you. Because God governs in your life. We can go against the world and fight with everyone, or we can be clever. We can use understanding, intelligence, wisdom to know how to act, to know how to walk, to know how to live. The same applies to life itself and everything we do. We can simply make the decisions to follow the same strategy and keep getting the same results, or you can change the strategy. You can go fighting against the current, or you can devise strategies to be able to win. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is compared to a woman who took a bit of yeast and hid it in 3 measures of flour, because it talks about hiding, because when it's seen, it's not accepted. Do you understand me? Have you asked yourself why you have problems in your marriage? Have you asked yourself why you have problems in the company? This is not about finding the culprits. It's about changing the strategy. It's about being sure, being clever. But not as clever for evil, but as clever to change the circumstances for good. And it's about being simple, humble, meek. Why don't you change the strategy? Why don't you stop? Maybe your children are rebellious, but you have wondered why they have reached that point of rebellion. It's not about looking for the culprits. It's about understanding that at some point we have failed, and that with the help of God, we can change the strategy. Love, says the word, will cover many sins. You can be a person who is always questioning. You can be a person who all the time go around taking the mistakes of the others, or you can be a person who has understood that the love of God, and who manifests it to all others, to cause a transformation in those lives. You can continue doing things in your works as you have been doing, or you can understand that there is a better way. You can stand up against your boss, or you can fulfill and be clever for good, so that everyone eyes are on you and you can be promoted to do more for love, passion, and responsibility you have put into doing your best, because you do it as if for God and not as for man. Can you understand me today? And meekness is the complement of that cleverness, keeping a low profile, being able to do things in a meek way. Some will say, Pastor, I don't go with meekness because I am meek, but I do not lie because I am not going to step on it. I was looking for the meaning meekness, and I found several, and I look at one of them. One of these people define meekness as the ability to know how to use anger for something that is not right at the right time, in the right place, and with the right people. A person who is not meek is an impulsive person, a person who is carried away by emotions, and who in the end regrets the acts he committed. But a meek person is a person who knows how to stay calm, even if they are insulting him, even if they are speaking badly. He knows how to stay calm. He knows how to listen. He knows how to find and wisely find the moment for later to rise his strength and be able to speak, be able to make an impact on people and make an impact at the right time. Have you ever heard of the halter? The halter is what they put on horses to help them maintain their direction and so that they do not blur, to pull them from the head, but also in livestock. The halter is called an ox, which has been trained to be able to be the leader of the herd of bulls, and of any bull, but the most rebellious bulls. In bullfights, an ox that will lead the most difficult bulls. And you know what is the most important quality of this halter? This ox, which is the meekest ox there is. Tremendous truth, because meekness is not synonyms of weakness, but with strength and wisdom. Being emotionally makes us make many mistakes. Being impulsive makes us commit many mistakes, but when you have the ability to dominate your own, when you have the ability to stop, to observe, even they, if they're spitting at you, insulting you, you know when the time will be to use that anger and that authority in the correct way, to know how to exercise government. That is meekness. Jesus said, take an example of me. I am meek and humble of heart. So in livestock, when the bull lose control, they do not want to hold on. They put that halter on them. The meekness ox comes, who approaches cautiously. He sets it aside and sets it aside, and with his strength, he bends it to teach him who is in charge. He knows when the time is and how to lead the pack, because he does not lose control. He knows how to dominate himself. Now, these are qualities that we can't alone, because we are very emotional. We need God, so that once he dominates our lives, he has control of all things and gives us wisdom to know how to walk in a difficult and complicated world like today's world. My beloved friend and friends who listen to me, apart from God, we can't do anything. Perhaps it's time to change the strategy, but not as it seems to you. Do it in the way of God. Remember that you have to be smart and you have to be meek. Or you can fight the world and die trying. What do you think if we pray? Father, I thank you for your word and thank you for what you teach us, Lord, today. The importance of thinking before acting. The importance of being quick to hear, quick to see, but slow to anger. Late, Lord, to lose control. Oh, Heavenly Father, without you, we can do nothing. And today we recognize that we have made many mistakes, that we have lacked wisdom. But above all wisdom that comes from you, we have tried to live life according to what we think. And sadly, the information we have in our heads is not correct. Because if we have received many blows, we will always walk defensively and wanting to mistreat and hit others. But today, Lord, we ask that your presence fill us in such a way that we can be meek, wise, and that we can be prudent and clever in order to walk in victory, and that your purpose is fulfilled in us. Help us to change the strategy, Lord, because alone we cannot. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. God continue blessing you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to look for us on YouTube and look for devotionals just in time. Every day there is a word from God. Go to YouTube and subscribe and give the opportunity to others who may also receive this word. Blessings.